The North Country Chamber has been holding virtual webinars aimed at addressing challenges the business community faces due to the pandemic. The latest seminar focused on recruiting and retaining employees. The goal of the Struggling to Find Any Help These Days seminar, offered by the North Country Chamber, was to help employers develop strategies to find and keep employees. Moderator David Corrier, co-founder of Corrier Staffing, says the labor market is in unprecedented times due to a variety of factors.
Even though the unemployment rate is higher than it was pre-COVID, we are facing more challenges attracting individuals to our ranks, and I think every single employer is experiencing that. There's no silver bullet to the problem.
New York Association of Training and Employment Professionals, Director of Strategic Partnerships Megan Fari, says the pandemic did not create the labor force issues, but rather exacerbated problems that had been percolating for a long time.
In 2019, in our State of the Workforce report, we included that 9 out of the 10 fastest growing occupations in New York State paid less than $32,000 a year. That's 1.7 million jobs. So lack of investment, federal investment and state investment in workforce training, the cost of childcare that was skyrocketing, the lack of investment in giving businesses the opportunity to upskill their current employees has now only been blown up by the pandemic. That being said, it also provides a really unique opportunity for us to make change.
Casella Waste Systems General Manager Bill Myers says old strategies no longer work, and they're using various incentives and digital methods to attract new employees.
We've really tried hard, instead of sitting back and waiting for folks to come to us, to try to be creative and go to where we think our employees are or future employees can be. The days of waiting for applications to come through the door and or the black and white ad in the newspaper, well, we've seen that really kind of die off in a lot of ways. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I don't think there's a wrong place to go social media-wise to try to get your message out.
Gray Digital Media sales manager Mimi Dame says social and digital media can be a cost-effective and efficient method for employers seeking workers.
You really want to stay agile, and the great thing about social media is that it does allow you to stay agile. It's a much more proactive approach in really honing in on the right people.
Some employers have concerns that the pandemic unemployment benefits are keeping people from re-entering the workforce. But Fari says employers should instead take an opportunity to reassess their hiring practices and wages.
You think that people are just going to come to work because there's a job, but if you're not providing a wage that's family-sustaining, if you're not providing benefits, if there's no support system for folks to be successful, or a career pathway that people can clearly see how they can move through the organization and be professionally developed into those roles, is it the time for the employer to really look at themselves and how they're operating? What needs to happen internally to attract more employees and retain the ones that you have?
Links for more information are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.